WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Sarah Giroux's last album, Undercurrent, won the Grammy for Best Folk Album. And on Friday, she followed it up with World on the Ground, which was recorded right here in New York City in the home studio of her producer, the Ace Americana producer, John Leventhal. Sarah became a New Yorker after graduating from the New England Conservatory in 2013, but the songs on her newest album are all inspired by her hometown of Wimberley, Texas. Here's the track, Pay It No Mind.
Up by the window of the seventh floor, my little bird's getting ready to fly. She's had enough of the world down below her, and now she's looking up at the sky. She says, we all have our notions, baby. We all laugh inside. And when the world on the ground is gonna swallow you down, sometimes you got to pay it no mind.
Sarah Giroux joins me now to talk about the album and share a special performance of a song that Time Magazine called one of the best of 2020 so far. Sarah, welcome to All of It.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so this is your second album you've released since moving from Texas to New York. When did you know that this record was going to be about your hometown?
It kind of happened naturally. I think one of the initial things that set it off was when I first met with John Leventhal to ask him if he would produce this record and talk about, moving forward. He encouraged me as a songwriter to sort of look outside of myself a little bit and try to be more of a storyteller within my songs. And so I think just a simple act of him saying that really, I started to look outside of myself, and one of the things that happened in that process was having the realization that I had not spent a lot of time as a writer writing about where I'm from, and so much of the imagery, just as a child and an adolescent growing up in Central Texas, there was a big wealth of images to pull from, and so I was like, this is what I feel inspired to write about right now.
Well, when people say, hey, Sarah, where are you from? And you say, Wimberley, Texas. And they say, what's Wimberley like? How do you describe it?
It's magical. I mean, it definitely feels like an outlier in terms of little small Texas towns, mm-hmm. in the sense that I think because of its proximity to Austin, it's about 45 minutes south of Austin, for those who don't know. It's nestled in the hill country. I think it's a small town, 2,000 people, so it has a very good balance of maybe the more cliche things that people who aren't from Texas think of when they think of Texas, like football and, that sort of thing. But it also has this really rich arts community, and that's what I was so fortunate to sort of stumble upon as a kid when I started playing the mandolin. You know, this Friday night bluegrass jam at the local Catfish restaurant. Mm-hmm. It was really great. And also being able to drive into Austin and see all the live music that it had there, you know, it just, that was such a special thing as a kid to have the proximity to that.
Yeah. So who were some of the influences that you were exposed to when you were growing up in Wimberley and in Austin?
Oh my gosh. Well, so many people. It's interesting because a lot of my initial influences when I started playing mandolin and singing were people like Gillian Welch and Tim mm-hmm. O'Brien and Nickel Creek and Chris Seeley, people not in the Texas realm. But simultaneously to getting into all that music, my parents were playing all of these great records around the house by largely Texas singer-songwriters, people like Nancy Griffith and Guy Clark and Lyle Lovett and James McMurtry. And so when I was writing this record, I kind of had this full circle realization of coming back to a lot of those songs that musically were in me because I heard so much of it growing up, but as an adult, really taking notice of the lyrics in a new way because of just having experienced life that when you listen to some of these songs as a kid, naturally you're not going to understand what many of them mean. So yeah, and I think I was really inspired in that sense by so many of those Texas songwriters to kind of honor that tradition and try to follow it myself.
Well, we've talked so much about your hometown. We should play the song called Hometown, don't you think?
I would love that.
All right, this is Sarah Giroux's Hometown from her new album.
Most people never left. Found a job and filled in the rest. Never got around to leaving the nest. Holding on to not let go. But that path just wasn't for her. She got out faster than the fireworks. Never took time to slow it down. Now she's back in her hometown.
When you're creating these characters, Sarah, by the way, my guest is Sarah Giroux. The name of her new album is World on the Ground. When you're creating the characters, are they purely fictional? Or are you taking from little pieces of your life?
It's a little bit of both. I think, you know, it was interesting having never really written from a character perspective before. You know, some of these songs are made up characters, you know, like Johnny and Eve, for instance. But a song like Hometown, especially that you just played, I think is a great example of not writing from my perspective, but definitely drawing on some of my experience. But I think, you know, a lot of my favorite songs sort of retain a bit of mystery to them. And that's something that I love in music, and so that's something that I try to create in my own music. And so I think that combination of writing in the first person, but also not, and writing from these different characters and creating these worlds within songs, it actually was a great exercise for me as a songwriter, and I feel like I lyrically was opened up to a whole realm of possibilities when I got outside of myself a little bit and tried to think about things from a different perspective.
So you mentioned, you know, picking up a mandolin as a kid. And for people who don't know your backstory, I mean, the New York Times called you a prodigy. And you know, you got your first Grammy nomination when you were in high school. So, you know, that early sort of recognition during such an important time in your life when you're just trying to figure out who the heck you are. What impact did it have on you personally, if I may ask?
Yeah, well, I feel very fortunate that my parents and my friends all, you know, they all put great importance on just living a normal life while, you know, simultaneously while a lot of kind of crazy things were happening, you know, signing a record deal at 16 was, you know, not normal for a lot of people. And, you know, I think a big thing actually was my parents placing a lot of importance on going to college in the first place. And, you know, I think because my first record did come out about a month after I turned 18, I had this decision to make of should I just go out on the road right now and just dive head first, or should I go to college and kind of take my time a little bit? And I think I'm really, you know, thankful looking back that I did go do that and spend 4 years in Boston at New England Conservatory, even though I was focusing on music. It just felt like a little bit of a buffer in my life almost to just not run full force. I mean, I was still very, very busy with music and playing and writing and everything, but it reminded me, like, okay, it's okay to take your time with things. And I think that's something that has been very important in my life, just remembering, you know, the songs are the songs connect with people more if there's more detail within them. And I think in order to be able to live that detail, you have to have balance.
My guest is Sarah Giroux. She has a new album out called World on the Ground. Let's hear another song. It's called Orange and Blue. Can you set up what this song's about?
Yeah, I actually wrote this, co-wrote this with John Leventhal, who produced the album. Mm-hmm. We wound up writing four songs on the record together, and he had kind of written this piano melody and played it for me, and I just had this overwhelming vision of the cypress trees down in Texas, in Wimberley in particular, and it was almost like a dreamlike vision. These lyrics just poured out of me.
Well, let's take a listen to Orange and Blue by Sarah Giroux.
In the shadow of the cypress tree, I stumbled in its tangled roots. Surrounded by the tree's forgotten leaves, my knees were bloodied, hands were bruised.
I would tell you this, your music, this song, this album makes me just want to have a really tall glass of lemonade and sit out in the sun, maybe in a hammock. It's just, and just listen to it. It's just so beautiful.
Nice.
I was out in my yard just, planting and stuff, and I was listening over the weekend, and it just felt right. I don't know. There was something about the music that just felt like a good time to be outside and just experiencing the world and earth. Thank you. I have to ask about John Leventhal, who's amazing. He's worked with Elvis Costello and Sean Colvin. What did he get out of you that you didn't know you had?
That's a good question. I mean, so much. He's been one of my musical heroes for forever, and so even just to get to work with him was like a dream come true. I think that the biggest thing is sort of what I was saying earlier about him pushing me as a songwriter, and that really, I just went deeper lyrically on this album than I have before, and that was in large part thanks to him for just really pushing me. And in the past, where I might not have been as much of an editor in my writing, because I would kind of get married to how a lyric would sit with a melody, I didn't do that this time. I just went back and tweaked things until they were right. And then also, he had this really fantastic spirit in the studio of really capturing the raw performance as it's happening and creating an environment that wasn't precious or perfectionist in the best way. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes in the studio, it's easy to sort of get into this mindset where you're like, all right, I'm stepping up to the mic right now and it has to be perfect. And I'm going to sing this vocal now. And the way he has his studio arranged is all the mics are just sort of set up and instruments are plugged in and ready to go at a moment's notice, so that when you have an idea, you can just record it in that moment. And I think that actually led to a lot of things that I thought were going to be demos wound up being the final tracks on these albums. Okay. And I really loved that, that he works that way. And I think it captured a trueness of spirit within these songs.
My guest is Sarah Giroux. Her new album is called World on the Ground. Well, you were very, very generous, and you sent us a special performance of the song Johnny from this album, and we're going to play it in just a moment. But what is the story behind this song?
This song is really about kind of staring down time and how it often feels like it's working against us. This is specifically in the case of a traveler who has traveled the world and then sort of ends back up where he started and is questioning time and everything. But in the end, oftentimes the best way to approach each day is to try to have a more open heart in everything that you do. And the line is, an open heart looks a lot like the wilderness. So it's not always easy. Sometimes it's scary, but that's for me, that's the goal in each day.
Here's Sarah Giroux with Johnny.
Johnny's on the back porch drinking red wine. He knows that it could be the very last time he raises the glass.
That was Sarah Giroux with Johnny. Her new album is called World on the Ground. So, Sarah, you're like a lot of folks who are releasing music right now. Can't tour. What do you have planned? Are you doing any internet performances, any online concerts?
Yeah, you know, it's been a real interesting time the last couple months and weeks even, thinking about releasing this record right now. And ultimately, I am just glad, you know, we finished this record in February, kind of before so much changed. So I'm just glad that we were able to finish it and release it in the first place. And yeah, I've been doing, I mean, in a way, it's almost, even though I don't have touring, it's felt like a full-time job at times, making a lot of videos and, you know, trying to still get this music to people and hoping that it brings a little bit of comfort right now, because I know that music does that for me. I mean, in the hardest times in my life, it's provided comfort. So, I am going to hopefully try to keep doing some live performances, live streams here and there, and video content. And, you know, eventually, I think, who knows when it's going to be, but eventually we're going to get back to playing music live.
It just might be a while.
We absolutely have to. And I look forward to that time.
My guest has been Sarah Giroux. The name of her new album is World on the Ground. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us and for that special performance. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.